We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Punnett. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Congratulations to you and your team. A big 31-28 season opening win against Howard. Just talk about, as you've gone back and look at the film, what impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, I like the fact that our guys played as a team, saw them fight through a lot of adversity, and they was able to do that, especially, you know, having your first game. We got into some situations, you know, with 4 minutes left, we were up 31-10 and kind of made some mistakes that I think our guys have learned from. And, you know, to be able to get in the game that close at the end and then these guys keep their poise, I thought that was great. So I saw a lot of good things.
Certainly a huge crowd. How nice to beat a rival in front of that kind of crowd and then also to be able to win your first game as a member of the CA.
It was great. It was great. I was happy for the players and the coaches. And then I can't say enough about our fans and alumni base. We had over close to 13,000 our fans here, and that was great to see. And then also, you know, to get the victory for our new president, General Darrell K. Williams. So it was a great day for us.
Question for you this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
Having seen the film and, you know, saw what you saw Saturday, is Malcolm Mays still your guy as a starter moving forward?
Well, you know, Michael, Marty, what we're going to do is we're going to continue to have competition at that spot. We got three quarterbacks that's capable of starting for us. You know, we just, right now, we're not at the point where we can just say we have a starter. It's competition right now.
And there's a lot of competition everywhere, but at the other positions, you know, besides maybe a guy like Ramon Copeland, who are some other guys in your opinion that kind of stepped up and ensured their playing time is going to be a lot larger from here on out?
You know, I think our D-line guys have played well. They played well on Saturday, and I think that Keyshawn Moore has established himself as a starter, Andy Matthews, Kendall Grooms. I would say our D-line guys, but other than that, we still got competition and battles going on in every other spot. Of course, on offense, you know, Jada Kiss Barnes, you know, he's him and Ramon Copeland are starters. But other than that, though, we probably got five guys on both sides of the ball that established some stuff. You know, I like to keep the competition going.
Thanks.
Robert, you talked about continuing the quarterback competition. How did you feel like in his first game for you that Malcolm played after the slow start? And then how long will you obviously have some veteran receivers that are very talented. How long does it take for some of these new quarterbacks to learn how to gel with these receivers you got?
You know, I thought Malcolm, asked me the first question, I thought Malcolm played well overall. He started off a little shaky. He was in, finished the game 17 of 31 for 241 yards and two touchdowns and two interceptions. You know, I think that if I was just talking to him, especially on one of those interceptions, he wished he could have had it back. I thought he played well. I thought at the end he kept his poise and led the team well. But, you know, as far as just you got to get reps, you know, you got to play together. You know, you guys just, you know, coming in the spring and he's got to continue to build that bond with these receivers. And it just comes through reps. The more reps you get, the better they get, the more practice. You know, in these game situations, it's got to be reps. You got to get the timing down. You got to get all that, feel comfortable with the receiver, knowing where these guys can put them spots where, you know, only they know from just practicing with each other. So it just takes reps, and I think it'll come with time.
Along with the passing game, you didn't run the ball great all day, but you certainly got one huge play on the 75-yard run by Butts. How big was that momentum-wise in the game?
It was huge. It was huge to see Dern step up and make that run and stuff. And you know, I was happy for him, though, because, you know, last year in the fourth game, he got injured and he wasn't able to finish the season out. Just to see him get in there and get a good run and to build his morale, and, you know, I was real happy for him. But that was huge momentum breaker for us to get us going.
Switching sides of the ball to your defense, Quinson Towns with 13 tackles. in the game. You guys were able to force a couple of turnovers. How did you feel like your defense played, and who were some of the guys that might impress you on that side of the ball?
You know, going back to Kwasim, I mean, Kwasim played well at linebacker. DeAndre Falk played well. Mason King, you know, I thought our DBs played well. I mean, once again, it was 31-10 going to halftime. We held them to one, just one touchdown, and then, you know, we come up and gave up. I thought that at the end, you know, we lost a little focus there. We got to continue to, you know, to stay locked in as far as the playoffs. But other than that, though, I think that the more we play, the better we'll continue to get.
Tuskegee coming to your place on Saturday. They just had their game last night, so I don't know how much film you've had a chance to watch, but what are some of the challenges you expect from them on offense and defense?
Well, I haven't had any film to watch on other than, you know, watching on TV, but yeah. I'll tell you this game is big for this university, and the reason being is that, you know, Booker T. Washington is one of our most famous alumnus here, and Booker T. Washington founded Tuskegee, you know, Tuskegee Institute. And to be able to play this game, and Dr. Harvey being from Bruton, Alabama, you know, this is a game that he surely wanted to happen. And so, you know, it's got a lot of sentimental values to this game. This is big for this university and for Tuskegee Institute. So, and then to be able to come up here and get this game, especially with Dr. Harvey's, you know, retired last year and stuff. So this game has a lot to it.
I know coaches always talk about sort of going from game one to game two, maybe is the biggest stretch throughout the season, the improvements you'd like to make. What are some of the things that you'd like to see get better from game one to game two?
You know, just continue to improve on blocking and tackling. Same thing on defense. We need to, you know, tackle well. And on offense, we got to keep blocking well. And then as far as the quarterbacks go, just relax and keep, you know, reading your keys and basically just stand with your fundamentals. We just want to see you keep improving on fundamentals.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck on Saturday night against Tuskegee, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Yep.